We're continuing in the Sefer HaMidot. We're up to the 8th chapter of the Shaar HaYira, page Kuf Lamed Zayin. And the Magen Midovna had begun by discussing the idea that when it comes to mitzvot, there is also capacity within the mitzvah to go too far, to the point where the mitzvah becomes a sin. And he said, we have to understand this first from the physical world. We know that in the physical world, there's an importance of maintaining balance. Even healthy foods, if you eat too much of them, they could be unhealthy. And vice versa, if you take the greatest poison, sometimes with using it exactly the correct way, it can be used as medication, as we discussed last time. So he says, the key in life is balance. We see it in the physical world. And now he's going to begin explaining the concept in the spiritual world. Ken v'chen, he says on page Kuf Lamed Zayin, Ken v'chen yizdamen la'adam b'inyanim ha'mashlimim ha'nefashot. The same thing happens to a person when it comes to things that should theoretically give him wholeness. V'amafsidim ha'mashchitim et ziv tifalta. And they also have potential to destroy the glory of the soul. Ki kol mitzvah yesh lachok uzman. Because every mitzvah has its statute, its time, mugbelet b'chamuta v'echuta v'chavanata. And the mitzvah must be performed within its parameters, in the correct amount, in the correct refinement, and with the correct intent. V'ha'adam kasher yishmor et chuko ha'ra'uy li'inyan min ha'inyanim, yif'ol pu'ulato v'titaleh v'titkadesh nafsho v'nishmato. And when a person performs the mitzvah, but he performs it in the proper way, with the proper parameters, so then his soul gets uplifted with the mitzvah. אבל אם יפגוד ויתעלם משמור חוק הראוי למצווה. But if he's a traitor and he ignores the parameters of the mitzvah, הלא תהפך המצווה לעבירה, then the mitzvah can become a sin. כמאמר, as the verse says in the beginning of Job, ויהי היום, it was that fantastic day when God judges the world, ויבואו בני אלוקים להתייצב על השם. All the angels came before Hashem. They're all coming to stand and give testimony to the mitzvos that people performed. Vayavogam ha-satan betocham. And Satan also came among them. Ratza lomar, what the verse is indicating is that betoch hadat ha-mazkirim zchut ha-osim mitzvot, among that very congregation of angels that were coming to mention the merits of those who perform mitzvot, bagam ha-satan betocham. Satan was within them. ואומר עלו לא מצווה היא רק עבירה גדולה, and his claim was, this person went out of line, this person took things too far, and you can't consider that a mitzvah, that's a sin. וכמאמר, as the verse says in Ecclesiastes and Koheles, במקום הצדק שמה הרשע. You know where there's great wickedness. Wickedness exists in the place of tzedek, of righteousness. The most wicked act was done in the name of righteousness. רצה לומר גם במעשה המצוות משותף חלק הרשע. Within the area of mitzvos, there is also great capacity for wickedness. Now, I could expand with examples, but I'd rather let him give examples. But maybe we should give one example. We have the story in the book of Shmuel, where Elkanah has two wives, Chana and Penina. Penina has 10 children, Chana has no children. And Chana is praying desperately to have a child. And Penina also wants Chana to have a child. So the Talmud explains that when Penina afflicted Chana, she did it with proper intent. Meaning the pasuk describes how Penina would torment her. The Talmud tells us, how would she torment her? She'd say, oh, there's a great sale on children's shoes today. You want to come with me? I forgot you don't have kids. I'm sorry. You know, she'd make jokes and remarks like that. But the Talmud says, Penina meant for the sake of heaven. It's interesting the way the Talmud words it. The Talmud says, the Satan, when he was hurting Eov, Job, and Penina, when she was hurting Chana, they both meant for the sake of heaven. Notice in whose company the Talmud put her. So there's a saying that people say, they say it half jokingly, they say, how did the Talmud know that Penina meant for the sake of heaven? So the answer that people wittingly give is, that level of cruelty can only exist when you do it for the sake of heaven. So that's a powerful thought. So you, if you think you're right and you're doing it for the sake of heaven, so then a person has no compunctions about being extraordinarily cruel. But that's taking a concept which could be mitzvah and taking it out of its parameters. I was on a bus yesterday, and the three buses prior to that one didn't come because of the protest. They couldn't get through. So all the stops were packed. Packed. I got on the bus on its first stop, and then the bus was packed. And the bus comes to the first stop, and there's standing room only. So people board the bus, and the guy in front, the front of the line, everyone behind him is standing, and they're going to have more room if he advances. So he stops. So the people behind him say, well, could you advance? And he says, here, you could come around me. Which they couldn't, really, because there were bags there and stuff. What was he concerned about? He was concerned because there were two women sitting on two sides of the aisle. And the Talmud says, you walk in between two women, it could cause you to forget what you've learned. So there are solutions to that problem. Walk with two men between the two women. And who said two women on a bus? And who said two women that are sitting? And who said a whole lot of other things? And who said that he has a right when the people are not going to be able to board the bus because he's in the front of the line and he's stopping midway through the bus. And now everyone all the way back to the steps getting onto the bus can't advance because he doesn't want to walk there. So I'm not saying what he did was wrong. I'm saying there are parameters for everything. And when you take those parameters out of those parameters, then a mitzvah could very easily become an aveira. So the Magen Midvarna says, we think about Yiras Shemayim being concerned about certain things, as we discussed in the previous chapters. He says, Yiras Shemayim is also the concern that when I perform mitzvahs, I keep them within the parameter of the mitzvah. There's a halacha that you have to run to shul in the morning. You should run, you should show you're excited, you should go quickly. But if you're going to run to shul in the morning and knock over the guy next to you, that's not a mitzvah. You took that out of line. People want to wash their hands next to the bed in the morning. But if they're going to wash their hands and wake up their roommates, who said they're allowed to wash their hands next to the bed in the morning? And so on and so forth. So the Magen Midvarna is taking a very critical point here. He says, when it comes to mitzvahs, don't think the Yetzer Hara doesn't have room to affect us there too. When we speak about Yiras Shemayim, so Yiras Shemayim is not only in the realm of things that are obviously sinful, there's also the realm where we think we're doing a mitzvah, where we also have to be concerned that the mitzvah remains within its parameters so that it really remains a mitzvah.